comes from wants. Chasing success is like trying to squeeze a handful of water. The tighter you squeeze, the less water you get. With success, when you chase it, your life becomes the chase. And you never arrive at a place called successful. You become a victim of wanting more. Surrender to a new consciousness, a thought that whispers, I can do this thing in this moment. I will receive all the help that I need as long as I stay with this intention and go within for assistance. We become what we think about all day long. The question is, what do you think about all day long? Your days are the precious currency of your life. Advance confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life that you have imagined. That's when you'll have success. Each of us has a well of infinite depth within us, which contains more potential for creativity than we can ever imagine. There is a rhythm to the universe. When we are able to get quiet enough, we experience how we are part of that perfect rhythm. If you find yourself being treated in a way you resent or which turns you into a victim, ask yourself this question. What have I done to teach this person that this behavior is something I'm willing to tolerate? And then go to work at changing that. When you get enough inner peace and feel really positive about yourself, it's almost impossible for you to be controlled and manipulated by anybody else. The use of mental imagery is one of the strongest and most effective strategies for making something happen for you. You mustn't attempt to will anything. You need only be willing. How do you get world peace? You get world peace through inner peace. If you've got a world full of people who have inner peace, then you have a peaceful world. Everything I ever worried about turned out exactly as it was going to, despite my worry moments to the contrary. All that you need in order to have total happiness, fulfillment, and love in your life, you already have right now, whoever you are, wherever you are. Your body is perfect. It knows how to do all the things that bodies are capable of doing. It knows how to walk, to sweat, to sleep, to be hungry, to cry. It is also a very good learner. You can teach it to swim, to drive a car, to write a letter, to play a guitar, to cut a diamond, or climb a mountain. The children whom you admire so much for their ability to enjoy life are not foreign creatures to you. You have one of those children inside of you. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. Everything that is happening is supposed to be happening. You can make your life into a grand, ever-evolving work of art. The key is your thoughts, the wondrous, invisible part of you that is your spiritual soul. Analyzing is really a violent intellectual act. When you analyze something, you have to break it apart and find every little bit of it, pick it apart. Buddha said, you will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger. You control your emotions, so you do not have to explode with anger whenever someone else decides to behave in angry ways. Needing approval is tantamount to saying, your view of me is more important than my own opinion of myself. Loving people live in a loving world. Hostile people live in a hostile world. Same world. How come? You can't be authentic unless you're following your bliss. The path to the big picture is different for everyone, but the understanding has to be that the big picture is there and its availability is there.